Chapter 10. The World We Live In. Unit 20. A Look Back at Marx and His Manifesto.
Karl Marx was an important German philosopher and economist. He is most noted for his influence on the political climate of Europe since the 19th century. His most famous work was the Communist Manifesto. Co-written with Friedrich Engels, the Communist Manifesto outlined Marx's vision of how capitalism would eventually destroy itself through injustices. The ideas in Marx's philosophy fueled many radical efforts, most famously the Russian Revolution of 1917. Marx's speculations were made in the midst of the Industrial Revolution. During this time, most nations in Europe were developing consumer markets that manufactured goods like furniture, fabrics, and household appliances. These goods could be efficiently produced in factories, but factory conditions of this era were brutal. Workers suffered long hours and hazardous conditions. These observations, joined with Marx's own belief about the true nature of man, formed the ideology typically called Marxism. Marx believed that man was inherently inclined to produce goods, calling him Homo Faber, a Latin phrase meaning man the maker. This implied that all men were naturally compelled to create a product through their own work. The factory system was the environment of early capitalism. As such, Marx argued factory work separated man spiritually from his true nature. This would eventually give rise to dissatisfaction in the lower class. Marx's economic theory played a key role in his worldview. For him, the capitalist system was flawed. Marx argued that the wealth created in factories did not return it to those responsible for the creation of that wealth. Instead, the factory owners were gaining profit while putting no actual effort into the creation of the wealth. Marx believed that this was unjust. The injustice of capitalism was the basis for the Marxist vision of the future. Marx predicted that the lower class, otherwise known as the proletariat, would continue to get poorer. Meanwhile, the upper classes that benefited from the capitalist system, the bourgeoisie, would continue to get richer. Marx argued that this rift in the distribution of the wealth in the system would cause problems. The proletariat would then rise up and take control of the means of the production. This spontaneous uprising would result in a dictatorship of the proletariat. At this time, the means of production would be taken and redistributed fairly among the population. Marx believed that uprisings would most likely include violence. He did not see the ruling class giving up means of production peacefully. However, in countries with strong democratic structures, Marx left the possibility of a peaceful change open. The ideas of Marx fueled revolutionary movements, and it is most commonly associated with the Russian Revolution of 1917. Revolutionaries struggled with Marx's ideas, however. A strict reading of Marx suggested that enough injustice would soon develop into an uprising. This left little room for the professional revolutionary who wanted to speed up the process. Others believed that Marx's ideas, while valuable, did not apply to countries like Russia, where economic progress was slow. Current economies suggest that not all of Marx's predictions were true. Many developed countries are not seeing abject poverty arise as capitalism grows. In spite of the possible flaws in Marx's predictions, his theory is still studied by many scholars today. Marx's main argument suggests that economic factors are the main cause for all cultural phenomena. This is a philosophy known as economic determinism. As a result, many scholars have looked for economic causes in cultural areas that are not normally associated with economics. For example, many theorists have looked at art as an expression of economic conditions. Marxist theory can also be used in the study of literature or the understanding of history, among other things. In spite of its shortcomings, Marx's philosophy remains important. Many see his work as essential in identifying oppressed people and how they are constructed through history. Regardless of how one regards his theories, the influence of Marx's thought on the Western world is undeniable.